You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Fresh mind bender for you today. Get a load of this. Josh is out sick today.
Yeah.
Now, the last time we were going to try to do Big Brains in the Backseat, Jeremy was out sick. Now, Josh, yeah. What is it about Big Brains in the Backseat that makes you guys sick?
Makes us a little worried, I guess.
You get all tense. And so here's how this works. For those of you who are new to Big Brains in the Backseat, normally with a mind bender, you must be at least 18 years of age to call in and play. But we are aware of so many of our listeners being families that are taking kids to school, and everybody loves the mind bender. So we do something called Big Brains in the Backseat, where only kids between the ages of 7 and 17 can call in to play the mind bender. Here's today's mind bender. And what do you know? I found one about kids.
Hey.
Kids say this is the number one thing that will put them in a bad mood in the morning.
Let me think. What's putting these kids in a bad mood? How about when...
In the morning,
when the parents make them make their bed.
Let's jump right into the mind bender for Big Brains in the Backseat. Aiden, good morning.
Good morning.
Aiden, where do you go to school?
LCS Loveland Classical.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Great school.
Great school.
Aiden, kids say this is the number one thing that will put them in a bad mood in the morning. What do you think?
Waking up.
Just waking up, huh? You want to sleep some more.
Yes, I do.
If you didn't have to wake up in the morning, how late do you think you would sleep, Aiden?
A long time.
Fair enough. That's
great
a fine answer.
Answer.
Waking up is not the winning answer, Aiden, but I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day at school, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Here's Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Chuck.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Chuck.
Well, we're excellent. Where do you go to school?
Lesson Miguel Pro.
It's a great school.
Wow.
Heard nothing but good things about it. How about you, Jeff?
Really, really intense academic program there, yeah.
Chuck, what puts these kids in a bad mood in the morning?
Not getting their breakfast that they asked for.
Ugh.
This is not what I ordered.
Mom, what would you want for breakfast, Chucky?
Well, if I could choose what I get for breakfast any day, you know those waffle makers that they have?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
got
yeah.
One.
We're familiar.
I've got
waffles
one, Chuck.
From that every day.
Every day. Chuck and his waffles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I recommend the Oster, and I'm not getting a plug
really?
For that. I don't get any money, whatever.
Oster brand
we've got
is good.
The Oster, the kind that you put in, you flip it over. Like you see at hotels.
Yeah,
you know?
You get both sides evenly.
Both sides, you make two at the same time. Chuck, it has nothing to do with breakfast, but that's a good try, my friend.
Okay.
All right.
Time to call in.
Well, it was
Thank
fun
you.
Talking to you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Here comes Kenley. Good morning, Kenley. Uh-huh. Kenley. Going once.
Kenley.
Going twice.
Gone.
Put Kenley back on hold. Maybe we can get Kenley. They're probably listening on the radio, like we said not to do. Caroline, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Caroline. Where do you go to school?
I go to Holstrom.
Holstrom?
Mm-hmm. Do you like that school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. You should.
They got a playground there? Do they have a good playground?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good. Okay. Caroline, kids say this is the number one thing that will put them in a bad mood in the morning. What do you think will put them in a bad mood?
Is it going to school?
No, it's not going to school. And I kind of want to give a clue, but I'm not. That's not it, but that's a good try, Caroline. You have a fun day at school, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we've ruled out waking up, not getting the breakfast you want, and going to school. Mm-hmm. It's none of those. Who's next? Zach. Hello, Zach.
Hi.
Where do you go to school, Zach?
I go to Westgate Community School.
Okay.
Great school.
Yeah. Do you like your teacher?
Yeah.
That's good. That's important.
Right. Give a shout out. Who is your teacher?
Miss Kendari.
Miss Kandari.
Oh, yeah. One of my faves. Yeah. Zach, what's the winning answer today?
Running late.
I didn't know kids got worked up about running late. In my experience,
they're like, fine, roll in an hour late.
Yeah, they could be 5 hours
whatever.
Late. They wouldn't care.
Roll in just in time for lunch.
That's a great answer, Zach. That's not the winning answer, but that's a good try, my friend, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a good day at school. We appreciate you. Who's been holding the longest? It's Ezekiel. Hi, Ezekiel. Yeah, hi. Hey. Ezekiel, where do you go to school? Let's start with that.
Wait, what again?
Oh, okay, boy. Hold on a second. Boy.
My mom handed me the phone.
Hey, Ezekiel, I'm going to try this again. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at the Wildcats of Charter School.
Wildcats.
Okay, very good. What grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade.
All right, good. Wow. How about a winning answer? What do these kids say puts them in a bad mood?
Getting yelled at in the morning.
Well, it's your own fault. You're not moving fast enough.
Well, I will say this. Your answer's not right. However, it's possible that because they need to do this, they're getting yelled at. But it's not exactly the winning answer. Ezekiel, good try, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, so there's a clue for you. The fact that they need to do it in the morning is maybe getting them yelled at. Does that help?
Hopefully.
I don't know. Here comes Jack. Jack, what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Yeah? Nice. What
good
school?
I go to Stargate Charter School.
Stargate. That sounds magical.
It's a cool name, man. It's good.
Thank you.
All right, Jack, I've given some clues. Have you puzzled it out? What do you think they're... what do you think is making them in a bad mood?
I think their parents telling them to brush their teeth.
Solid answer.
That's good, buddy.
Solid answer. That's not the winning answer, but that's a good try.
All right, thank you. Have a good morning.
Thanks,
you
Jack.
You as well, Jack. Be safe.
Brush your teeth.
Big brains in the back seat. If you're just tuning in, every once in a while we do this on the Mind Bender. You have to be between 7 and 17, like Danny. Danny, what grade are you in?
I'm sixth grade.
Sixth grade also.
Well.
What school? Give your school a shout out.
It's called Armaday Academy.
Sure.
What's your favorite subject?
I like history and literature.
Well, you sound very bright.
Good for you. I like
it. Well done.
All right, I've been given some clues, Danny. So they might get yelled at for not having done this, and that's what puts them in the bad mood. What is it?
Not making their bed.
See, that's what Jeremy said.
Danny, that's what I said.
Jeremy, who's tied for the lead this year. Is that right?
No, Danny!
I'm glad you called, though, Danny. Have a great day, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Depressed now.
Sad. Super. Bummer.
I got to give another clue. Kids say this is the number one thing that will put them in a bad mood in the morning. Now, I said it's possible that they are getting yelled at because they didn't do this. And it's because they didn't do it the night before. They should have done it before they went to bed. They didn't. So they've got to do it in the morning. And they say it puts them in a bad mood. Does that give it away?
No. No, it doesn't. The night before?
Yeah, they should have done it the night before. Hi, Loke. Is it Loken? And am I pronouncing your name properly?
Yes, you are.
Loken? Logan or Loken?
Loken.
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 Okay.
All right, very good. What grade are you in?
Seventh
grade. Seven. What school?
Ben Franklin Academy.
Another academy, right. Jer.
Very good. All right,
so they say this is what puts them in a bad mood in the morning, and I said it's something they should have done the night before. What is it, Loken?
I think it's getting their clothes ready for...
Oh, that's a good guess.
Setting them out, yeah.
That's a good guess, but that's not it.
Oh, Loken.
I'm glad you called, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, welcome. Bye-bye. See, that's the clue that I'm giving, is they should have finished it last night, but they didn't before they went to bed, and so now they get up in the morning, and they've got to finish it in the morning. What am I talking about?
Gotcha.
Is your name Mika or Mika?
My name is Mika, M-I-K-A.
Hi, Mika.
Hello, Mika. Hi. What grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
What school?
STEM school, Highlands Ranch.
Ooh, you fancy.
Down in the ranch. Mika, I've been giving out some clues. They should have finished this the night before, but they did. Now they got to do it in the morning. It's the number one thing that puts kids in a bad mood. What am I talking about?
Oh, it's right there.
Packing your bag?
No, it's not packing your bag, but I'm glad you tried, and I hope you have a great day at school, okay?
Bye, Mika.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Jeremy, do I need to give another
It would go in your bag eventually, right?
It would probably, yeah, you'd have to put it in your bag. And even though there are many schools these days that don't even do this anymore.
Oh, tell me about it.
Evan, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, Evan, what grade are you in?
Third grade.
Third grade, yeah. And what school?
Southeast Christian School.
Good All school.
Right. Well done.
What's the winning answer? I've given a lot of clues. What do they have to do in the morning?
Doing your homework.
Let me ask you, did you have any homework last night, Evan?
No, I didn't.
Mm-mm. Do you like doing homework?
No, I hate it.
If you had to get up in the morning and do it before you went to school, would it put you in a bad mood?
Yes, it would.
And you know what, Evan? You are the winner of Big Brains in the Backseat.
Hey, Evan!
Let's go! Yay!
Yeah! Well done.
Who is that celebrating with you, Evan?
My dad.
Yeah, well, look at that. They said when they went out and asked kids, what will put you in a bad mood in the morning? The number one answer was having to finish their homework. Evan? We are going to give you a 4-pack of season passes to Elitch Gardens. What do you think about that?
Awesome.
That is awesome. Go have some fun.
And now you get to brag about this at school to all your friends. You tell them how big is your brain. How big is your brain, Evan?
As big as Elitch's.
Well done.
Well played, sir.
Good job.
Well played. Thank you for listening to your boys in the morning when you're going to school every day, Evan. We appreciate it, okay?
Yep.
All right. Hold on.
Have a
Hand
good
the
day.
Phone to your dad. Do not hang up. Hand the phone to your dad.
Hold on.
And there you have it.
There it is.